It's a very important story for Northern Ireland to tell. Let's remind ourselves, that so many people lost their lives aboard that ship.
Yeah, but what about the people that lost their lives? That's another point.
And there
everybody's on about the ship. They're not on about the people that lost their lives.
Yeah, and there is, and you hit on another point, John, there is a respect that must be afforded to not only those people who lost their lives, but their families, their relatives, and there is some great programming around that. All I'm asking today, though,
I think that side of it was played down vastly. You know, when you think about everybody's on about the ship, everybody's on about the Titanic Centre, whatever you want to call it, this, that and the other, but there was nothing being said about the people that died. The families, the relatives, as you mentioned, all that seems to be forgot about. That should take priority over the ship.
Well, the commemorations will be this weekend and you'll find some fantastic programming on it this weekend. All I'm asking today, and I want to know from the public this morning, 08459 555 678, I'm looking to hear from you lot today. What do you think so far of the amount of coverage on the Titanic?
Far too much. They're killing it.
Bill Jeffrey joining us today. Morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good
it's
morning.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you very much. I never went away. I was only on Five Live. Across the water,
I
Bill.
I know. We heard you.
You should have been moonlighting. You should have come over and listened to me on Five Live.
I will.
How dare you listen to Joel yesterday rather than me?
Yeah, honestly, he's very dry, so he is.
How dare you? Malachy Turner. Morning to you, Malachy.
Stephen?
I'm doing all right. Joel's a good friend of mine. He's not dry. He's very, very good. The row that just won't go away then, Malachy, this staircase that you've been talking about, Titanic, it's front pages of the papers again this morning. This is all down to the staircase, which the public won't get to see unless you're on a corporate event or you've got a wedding. The building isn't designed to allow the great public access to it. How does this work?
It's unbelievable. It's a communication mess up altogether, so it is, and they ought to have got that right. However, I have two points to make, Stephen, please. The first one is this. This staircase has, it's out of all proportion in terms of the interest it has generated. It was a set in a movie, and that's the only thing that made that staircase famous. It was built for a movie script. It's there. At the time, it was just simply part of the first class dining accommodation and experience. It fitted in. There was nothing special about it. It was there and it looked fine and they were used to it. It has been made to stand out. Now, I would defend its exclusivity absolutely from marketing point of view. I believe that to keep something like that...
For corporate events?
Yeah, for corporate events. I think that.
That
I think
excludes
that's a good
people.
Idea because but... the one thing about this is we are going to, in the winter, have a dearth of people down at that building. There's no doubt about it. It's not sustainable unless we have something that's different, exclusive, and an income generator. Now, from my point of view, that is a brilliant income generator. That will bring all sorts of corporate functions, even business functions there, simply because...
But that's fine. And corporate functions might be serviced. That's fine. And... businesses might be serviced and people that have loads of money might be serviced, but what about the paying public who pay their money like everybody else? Why aren't they being treated with equity, with parity?
Well, there is an argument for that. I would grant you that. But look, if you go on a tour of the City Hall, do you see absolutely everything? I think the most iconic bit in the City Hall and the bit that has the most interest and scandal and charisma about it is the Lord Mayor's Parade.
Malachy?
It isn't included in the tour of that City Hall. I believe in keeping something separate and different.
I would disagree. If you walk into Belfast City Hall, the first thing that strikes you is the hallway. And believe it or not, again, it's the staircase and the ceiling. And it is spectacular. And you can argue and say everyone's blew this staircase out of proportion. I think you're totally and absolutely wrong there. And also the Titanic Quarter people and the Tourist Board in Northern Ireland are saying Hollywood caused all this argument. At the end of the day, Hollywood put a film called Back to the Future out, you know, so many years ago, and it blew the DeLorean sports car and the world famous where everyone in their minds wanted to know where this car was built. It actually put Belfast on the map that DeLorean was built here. You also have, you know, The Quiet Man, Film Down in Con, Iceford Castle. Thousands and thousands of people went down there every year because of that movie. So, you know, Hollywood and the movies and the whole industry in promotion has put awful lot of people in this country in work, has put the tourist industry in work, and now you've got the same people who, let's be honest, have made an absolute disastrous mistake in not letting the public see this staircase, and have spent £90 million of the taxpayers' money, and you can't see it. And I can guarantee you here now, if that was a private venture, and it was private money going into that, you could bet your boots that that staircase would be prominent.
And the architect has made it clear yesterday that there is no design issue in that building that prevents ordinary members, regular members of the public, having access to it. He designed it.
Well, if he designed it that way, Stephen, and he put it, as he said, if you listen to the whole interview, he said it was a stage backdrop to a banquet hall. Therefore, in my opinion, and I'm not an architect, that is misleading. He didn't build it for people to go past. If it was built as a stage backdrop...
No, I don't think he has been misleading, because he has said, now he clarified later, after the Titanic Belfast got in touch with him, but the man who designed the building, you can't escape this, was basically saying that people were mistaken, he was sorry for the mix-up, and the public would have all year-round access to that staircase. There's a statement in from Titanic Belfast there saying that they're delighted that over 40,000 guests to the building have visited it since they opened on the 31st of March. Well, that's incredible in itself, and let's pat them on the back for that. That's huge numbers. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
And they say the staircase situated within the conference and banqueting suite on level 5 has drawn a phenomenal interest. And then they talk about a series of staircase Sundays
in May and June. A staircase Sunday? You mean listen to yourself? I mean, staircase Sunday, staircase Monday afternoon, you may not. If you buy a ticket, you might see it. This is £90 million of our money. I mean, I'm born and bred in this city. And we've built a fantastic building. It looks brilliant. There's no doubt about it. The whole thing, it looks fantastic. I've told friends of mine from different countries that got to come over and see this. But at the end of the day, these people are not showing the general public what they deserve to see. And regardless why you blame Hollywood, the architect saying it was built, why can I not buy a ticket for the Titanic Centre online, take my kids down, or friends of mine, or foreign people that I know, and say, right, what do you see this? Talk about this boat. And remember, the only thing that they have seen regarding the Titanic is what's in the movies. So let's not harp on about the movies have ruined it. The movies have actually put them on the map.
Would it not? Sorry, Bill.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
No, our Titanic building is more than a blooming staircase. The building itself and the exhibition is absolutely fantastic. This is one small nodule that is being kept separate. This will
so
be
why
the generator
don't they back
of
down?
Income from around the world. Belfast is almost famous for its failures. Maliki was talking about DeLorean. There's a world-famous failure for Northern Ireland, if ever there was one. And, of course, the Titanic in its own way.
Why don't they back down? What type of a marketing coup would it be for them, Bill, if they were to say, do you know what, we've listened to the public, sorry we got it wrong, staircase is open every day of the week?
I think that you can yield too much to public demand. I believe that it has been over-egged and over-emphasised. I still think that this little bit of exclusivity has to be kept. We have to keep something that is different. Australia, New Zealand, Japan, China, when they come here, then that's fine. There's going to be this one part that is the showcase for Northern Ireland, and that's where it is.
Here's James in Belfast. Morning, James.
Hello, Stephen. How are you doing?
Doing all right,
Stephen. In the film, who was at the bottom of the boat? The Irish people, the lower class, and who got to use the staircase in the film? The upper class. And what is happening now at Titanic Belfast? The exact same thing. The exact same thing, because the only people who's going to get on that is more the upper class, the people with the money, the people who are able to have the corporate events or the executive meetings.
The people who go to corporate events are just you and I. That's who goes to it. They're not these special, mystical, upper-class people rolling in money and things. If there's a corporate
That's not the perception, though, Bill, is it? And James, you feel how you feel, and that's your perception, isn't it?
Well, yep.
And Stephen, where is the money came from for this building? The money's came from Europe, it's came from the Americans, and it's also came from the people of this country, the people of Northern Ireland, who work really hard day in and day out, and their tax money has paid for this building. So it should be open for every person from no matter what background, with no money or with money, if you're paying to enter a building, you should be entitled to go on that staircase. If not, don't have the staircase open at all. Just keep it closed all year round, if that's the case.
Jim, stay there, because I want to get your reaction to what Brian's about to tell you in Cookstown. Morning, Brian.
How's it been here, boss?
Go ahead, Brian.
I seen the staircase.
How did you see it?
It was an last week's Sunday life.
How did you see it?
GLS, posing on it with a girlfriend. That's as close as I'm ever going to get to it.
So, JLS were allowed to stand on it?
Sorry, if I can remember what it was. Staff stayed behind that little bit longer and made it available to them.
JLS were allowed to stand on it?
Oh, I. It's in the paper, unless the paper's wrong.
Stephen, that's another thing. Can I come in?
VIP, Stephen, VIPs.
Hold on, Malachy. So, James, apparently it was Marvin from JLS was allowed to stand on it.
Yeah.
VIPs, isn't it? People with money, obviously. You know what I mean? They got famous from the X Factor.
Apparently it was Rochelle.
Fair play to them for doing that, because they came from normal working class families and they got famous from a show on TV. But the only reason they get on that because they were VIPs, and the only reason anyone's going to get on that is only if they're VIPs. So point proven. What I just
Stephen,
made.
Stephen. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Malachy.
Another point too that I listened on the BBC yesterday as well, and I think it was another PR point missed. You had the Irish World Championships held in Belfast last week. Not a mention of it. However, I have absolutely no doubt. I mean, I don't know if you know anything about the Irish, not the World Dance Champions, but them kids come from all over the world.
Jim, fair enough.
Why didn't they show the winners of the World Champion Irish Dancing pictured on the staircase in the Titanic Quarter and reflect that all around the world? Their PR is an absolute disaster.
Stephen, and just regards to the last guy about people going on about the staircase, what's the whole big deal about it? Has he watched the film Titanic? Because the reason why that staircase is so popular is because the Irish guy from the lower class, not the girl from the upper class, and that's how it became famous. And most of the highlight was on that scene.
Do you know, James? Do you know what? As I listen to more and more of this, though, I'm not too sure that this is actually about literally the staircase.
Yeah.
I think, James, what this is about is that, you know, Northern Ireland people and people from anywhere in any walk of life, but here in Northern Ireland, we like to feel that we're treated the same as anybody else. And it could be a staircase, it could be a different room, it could be whatever. I think what people like you are rallying against, James, is the principle of you are excluded while people like JLS have access to part of that building.
Yes, people in this country build that building, Stephen. People in this country build it. So they should be entitled more than anyone to have the right to go on it. It's built in this country. Titanic was built in this country, and so was the Titanic scenery built in this country. And we should have more of a right to go and see that staircase, if you wish to, than anyone else in the world, because that is going to be viewed by everyone else in the world. And, I mean, otherwise, if you're paying into that building, Stephen, you're paying into the building. So you're technically paying twice, because you're paying to build the building, and you're paying to get into the building. So, I mean, where's the justice, Stephen? It's not, once again...
And what about Staircase Sundays? Does it not do it for you?
No, because that just highlights the pathetic-ness of it, Stephen. Staircase Sundays, oh, let's rally down. Oh, that queue of people's just in to see the staircase on a Sunday. It's pathetic. It's just highlighting the situation, Stephen. It's just highlighting it should either be open or it should be closed. Simple.
We're not seeing the wood for the trees here, Stephen. You made a fair point about that. The reality is that this is an iconic building. We have an iconic corporate bit. And it is for ordinary people that go there under the auspices of whatever company is running the event. I think that this... Well,
and
the one
much
thing
would
we
that
must expect
cost?
From this building is a return.
How much would that event cost?
And the one thing that's going to generate massive jobs, massive catering, massive hospitality is the corporate section. And we've got to bite the bullet on that one. If this was in anywhere else in the UK, I do not believe there would be this narrow-mindedness, this awful, he's got more than I have. This is planned and developed, Stephen, and can be a marker for Northern Ireland.